Opening arguments in the Oscar Grant murder trial are set to take place today. Oscar Grant is a young African-American from Oakland who was shot and killed in the back by BART police officer Johannes Messerly early in the hours of New Year's Day 2009. The trial has been moved to a court in Los Angeles because a judge ruled that Johannes Messerly could not get a fair trial in Northern California. And much like the Rodney King case that took place many years ago, a police officer accused of assaulting a black man will be tried by a jury that includes no African Americans. Tanji Sizwe Chimurenga is a freelance journalist who has been covering the pretrial deliberations, and she joins me now by telephone from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So, Tanji Sizwe, I'll cut right to the chase. A bombshell got dropped in the pretrial hearings. The people prosecuting Johannes Messerly say they have a picture of him holding his taser before the actual killing. Why is this significant?
No one knew that this photo existed. Michael Raines, Messerly's attorney, was attempting to have Sophina Mesa, that's Oscar Grant's girlfriend, the mother of their child, he was attempting to have her testimony excluded. It was ostensibly because, according to Raines, she was going to testify to a statement made by Oscar that others had already made and thus would be redundant. The deputy district attorney, David Stein, argued that it was admissible under Oscar Grant's state of mind, that in addition to Sophina Mesa testifying that she was in contact with Oscar on the phone and he was stating that the cops were beating him up, Oscar had a fear of tasers. That's part of the discussion that Raines did not want to get into court. Sophina knew about Oscar's fear of tasers, and Oscar took a photo of Johannes Messerly pointing a taser at him with the camera phone. This is what Michael Raines did not want to get into court.
Now, this is relevant because the defense of Officer Johannes Messerly hinges around the question of whether or not he intentionally shot Oscar Grant in the back. His attorneys are arguing that his brain temporarily short-circuited. He intended to grab his taser off his belt, grabbed the gun instead, and pulled the trigger before he realized what he was doing.
And the defense is seeking to call trainers from BART and trainers around the use of tasers to talk about the training that Messerly had and that the motions he went through were similar to those who were going to pull a taser. And here we have a photo of Messerly who took out his taser, pointed it to Oscar Grant, pointed it at Oscar Grant. The photo was taken, and then Messerly reholstered his taser.
So it suggests that he does know the difference between a taser and a gun. He actually went through the motions of putting it away before he pulled out the gun and shot Oscar Grant.
I'd say it does more than suggest.
Yeah, but that's why it's relevant to the trial. So the question here is whether Johannes Messerly is going to be tried for first-degree murder, that is, premeditated murder, or second-degree murder.
Or involuntary manslaughter, or voluntary manslaughter. Michael Raines filed a motion with the court in April asking that the instructions that are given to the jury regarding homicide disregard first-degree murder, disregard involuntary manslaughter, and disregard voluntary manslaughter. He only wants Messerly to be convicted of second-degree murder or acquitted outright. He filed this motion at the beginning of the trial or before the trial begins, as opposed to filing it at the end. And we believe, of course, that that was mainly to get it into the press and have the buzz going. But usually instructions are given to a jury on what to charge or what to find the defendant with after all of the evidence has been heard, after the trial has come to an end.
Now, the jury has already been selected for this trial, and the result has been a jury with no African Americans on it. Did there appear to be a conscious strategy on the part of the defense to disqualify people in the jury pool who were black?
Well, we know from Michael Raines' motion arguing for a change of venue during the preliminary hearings last summer that he believes that African Americans do not make good jurors, that they're going to be prejudiced against his client, and that he even states in those motions.
I mean, he actually argued that by virtue of nothing other than their race, people would be unsuitable as jurors?
He argue that the process of voir dire for African-American jurors in particular would cause so much of an uproar, it might even lead to further unrest in Oakland. He basically said, I'd have to take them and talk to them individually and grill them about their beliefs on police and if they've ever had run-ins with police. He says this in this motion, which, by the way, is available on indybay.org. The Independent Media Center in the Bay Area got a hold of most of the transcripts from that preliminary hearing, most of the motions, and they have posted them online, and you can read it for yourself. So this is what he has been saying about African Americans. Now, we also know that he filed a motion asking that police officers be allowed on the jury. Well, what he wanted was uniformed police officers. That's prohibited by the California state constitution, the code of California. But former police officers, ex-police officers, retired police officers, they can be on the jury. And as we saw during jury selection, most of the people in that jury pool that they were pulling from had some type of relationship with police officers, married to an employee, a cousin, a sister, attempting to be a police officer themselves. There were two African Americans in particular who had relationships with police. One man had been married to a woman who worked for the LAPD, not as an officer, but as a clerk, for 25 years. He was African American. Michael Raines struck him. Another woman who lives with her sister, who is currently a sheriff's deputy. Michael Raines struck him. We at least thought he would keep some black folks on the jury who had ties to law enforcement, since we thought that was what he wanted on the jury. He absolutely does not want black people on the jury under any circumstances.
John DC's Way Chimarenga, tell me what happens next. Opening arguments start today?
Opening arguments start this morning. And, of course, Mezley's entire defense is that it was an accident. He meant to pull his taser. The prosecution has maintained from the beginning, however, that Oscar Grant did not need to be tased. The judge has stated throughout the preliminary process that the nature and quality of Oscar Grant's resistance is going to be a central question of this trial. Additionally, a request by Michael Raines to have the district attorney's videos discredited and excluded from trial, that was also excluded. There are approximately six videos that we know of, one from a BART surveillance camera, the rest from passersby or people who were stuck on the train watching this unfold. The videos have thus been synchronized. Michael Raines and his defense have put together a synchronized copy. The district attorney has put together a synchronized copy. Michael Raines will be calling his video forensic analyst to talk about it. The district attorney will be calling their expert to talk about those videos. And Michael Raines was attempting to have the DA's video, i.e. and their expert, excluded because, you know, why do we need to have competing videos? But the judge felt that was something that the jury would be better suited to discuss and to decide.
Now, to be clear, the videos all show that at the time he's shot in the back, Oscar Grant is already face down on the ground, essentially
behind his back,
under the control of the police officer
under
who shoots
control.
Him.
He was not handcuffed, but his hands were behind his back. Michael Raines even acknowledged that in court.
And tasers, under the right circumstances, are lethal weapons in and of themselves. They can stop someone's heart.
Right.
Are there rules of engagement for police officers, or specifically for BART police officers, on when it is and is not acceptable to use tasers?
And that is what the BART training officer and the other taser expert will be testifying to. But again, going back to the preliminary testimony, when Mezley says, I can't get his hands, he says at one point that he thinks Oscar Grant might be going to a gun. But the thing that people have to understand is that when you look at the video, you'll see a young man right next to Oscar Grant named Jackie Bryson. Jackie Bryson is on his knees being handcuffed. He's got one hand up as in a surrender position, and they're twisting his other arm, hand behind his back, and beginning to handcuff him. They laid Oscar Grant on the ground, and almost immediately, Tony Peroni, the former officer who was fired in April, puts his knee either on Oscar Grant's head, neck, or upper back area. And once that happens, Johannes Mezley in the back attempts to subdue Oscar Grant by getting his hands, but he's also, we believe, either kneeling on Oscar's thighs or on his legs. So when they say that he can't get his hands, it's because they're pinned beneath him. And you see on this video that Tony Perrone even changes position, goes from a right knee to a left knee, or and uses his hand to hold Oscar Grant's head down. So on the one hand, they can't get his hands, but on the other hand, they probably can't get his hands because they've pinned him. Now, that's, again, that's my interpretation from looking at the video. The jury will see the video and come to its own conclusion.
Well, and I'm sure you will see it many times more sitting there watching the trial. Tanji Sizwe Chimurenga, I want to thank you so much for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Tanji Sizwe Chimurenga is a freelance journalist who is covering the Johannes Messerli trial in Los Angeles. She's also a programmer at our sister station, KPFK, in Los Angeles.